This is the Seven Hungers Meditation with Mel Rait. Where do you look in your body to decide how hungry you are? Try this exercise to find out. To do this exercise, you need to sit with some food in front of you. The amount isn't really important. It might be a meal, it might be a snack, it might just be one piece of food. You might also want to do this alone to start with so that you don't feel self-conscious. The seven areas of hunger are the eyes, nose, mouth, stomach, body or cellular hunger, mind and heart or your feeling mind. So let's begin. Get yourself comfortable sitting with the food in front of you. Take a couple of deep breaths and relax a little bit. Now, take in the food with your eyes, looking at the colour, the texture, the shape of the food, the areas of light or dark. And now let's rate how hungry your eyes are for this food on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is not hungry at all and 10 is really, really hungry. Got a number? Don't think about it too much. Just go with whatever number comes to mind. Now, let's find out how hungry the nose is for this food. Bring the food up to your nose or your nose down to the food and take in the fragrance, the aroma of the food. Give it a good sniff. And then you might want to draw your nose away again from the food and then return again. And do that two or three times, really each time trying to take in the depth and the intensity of the aroma coming from the food. And then rating, how hungry does the nose feel for the food? Again, 0 is not hungry, 10 is absolutely famished. Now let's investigate how hungry the mouth is to taste this food. Putting your attention in your mouth and looking at the food, just become aware of what the mouth is telling you about how hungry it is for this food. Maybe it's watering and saying, "I'm really interested in this food. I really want it in my mouth." Or maybe it's not interested at all. So where are you on that scale of naught, not interested, to really hungry for it, 10? Now let's inquire of the stomach. Placing your awareness in your tummy, how hungry is the tummy for this food? Is it not interested? Or is it, "I want to eat this right now, I'm starving"? So just give it a number, 0 to 10. And now let's try the body. Let's ask the body, as you look at this food, how hungry are you for this food, body? And this is kind of a more subtle feeling. This is the cells of the body, maybe what the body needs right now. So as you look at this food, body, how hungry are you for it? Not interested? I'm really famished. I really need this food. This is what I want right now. Again, 0 to 10. Now let's see what the mind is telling you about this food. How hungry is the mind? Remember, the mind is a place full of thoughts. So you might be having thoughts about whether you should eat the food, if you shouldn't eat the food. Is it good food? Is it food you like? Is it food you remember? Other associations with this food? Your mind is quite likely to be full of thoughts about this food. And collectively those thoughts make the mind. And what does the mind tell you about this food right now? And how hungry it is for the food? So 0 is the mind saying, you shouldn't eat this food. 10 is the mind saying, you must eat it. Where would you rate your mind hunger right now? And then the 7th area of hunger is the heart, or feelings. Emotions come into our hunger very often. So as you have this food in front of you, what does your heart say about how much it wants this food? Maybe there's a feeling, maybe you feel really pleased with this food, or maybe you feel kind of uneasy about it. So 0 would be, I'm not happy, I won't feel happy if I eat this food, I might even feel really uncomfortable or uneasy. And 10 is, I'm really comfortable with eating this food, I really want it. I really feel good about having this food. It's going to make me feel contented and happy. You might also want to rate your level of thirst at this moment with the food in front of you. How thirsty are you? 0, not thirsty at all. 10, absolutely parched. If you're doing this exercise with a whole meal, it's a good idea to pause about halfway through the meal and run through the 7 areas of hunger again, just rating them again, noticing whether they've increased or decreased. And then at the end of the meal, to do it once more, assessing those 7 hungers for the final time at the end of the meal. Don't worry too much if the questions don't immediately make sense or you can't feel a response rising up in you to the question. That's okay. It takes a while to tune into these things and they may not work for you every time. But it's important to recognise that we take food in through all the doors of the senses, and that leads to satisfaction and contentment to eat with all of our senses, and to be aware of where the hunger is really coming from and how hungry you are. And you may even find that partway through your meal, you become much more attuned to feeling less and less hungry, and you may even want to stop before all the food has gone.